This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This is going to be a brutally raw, politically incorrect podcast. Not for the faint of heart. Then again, the faint of heart don't listen to this channel, do they? This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And the topic of this podcast is kind of a summary of what we're facing here. We're facing the most difficult time in human history. This is going to be more difficult than World War II. It's going to be more difficult than, you know, the Vietnam War or the Cultural Revolution of China. What we are about to face is so outrageous and so extreme, you almost won't believe what it is. And at the same time, we have the weakest people in human history, the most pampered, the most triggered, the weakest people, especially the younger crowd, most of whom have never used their hands in their lives for anything other than a mobile device, texting and Instagram and chatting and Facebooking and all the things they do. But they've never used their hands for anything real. You'd be shocked to find out how many young people have never changed a light bulb, never done a load of laundry, never mowed a lawn, never changed a tire, never done anything. And they can't. Most of them can't. Now, there's an exception for those who grow up in rural America. If they grow up on farms, kids with parents who teach them farm chores, they grow up with better immune systems, more intelligence, more capabilities, stronger muscles and bones. Growing up on a farm or a ranch is one of the best things for a child today, just growing up in rural America. But most kids grow up in cities where they're taught victimhood. They're not taught any real skills. The colleges aren't teaching them any academics. Mathematics is now condemned as racist. And there's even talk now of eliminating the SAT and the ACT college entrance exams because it's said that they only promote white supremacy. Because apparently having a high IQ is now considered some sort of weird white racism. I mean, I don't even know where they came up with that. But they're so weak. They're mentally weak and they're physically weak. And this is why they have children's competitions now where everyone's a winner. Everyone gets a ribbon for participation. They have no losers. They have no competition. Well, except they're all losers. But I mean, they don't allow anybody to think they're losing. And then they're told by teachers and parents all the time how special they are, that they're unique, like a snowflake. And that's where the term snowflake comes from for this generation. They're the weakest people that our planet has ever seen. I mean, even just two generations ago, our grandparents were so much more capable than these kids today. Today's kids, I would imagine the military recruiters are just going nuts because it's hard to find anybody to go into the military who's got any strength or skills or know-how or anything. So to summarize so far, the most difficult time in human history is rapidly approaching. The most difficult time in human history is nearly upon us. You know, economic collapse, wars, social unrest, uprising, and yet the weakest people imaginable are going to have to deal with this. The weakest people, the radical left-wing libtards, which is most of the youth today, they're triggered by words. They think words are violence, but that their violence is peace. You know, they're triggered by ideas, triggered by words. They can't handle anyone who disagrees with them. How are they going to handle running out of food, a collapse of the power grid, a nuclear attack on U.S. soil, an EMP weapon, a lack of air conditioning? I think they'll all just commit suicide when the air conditioning stops working, or when the internet goes down, they'll definitely just kill each other or themselves. They'll just beat each other to death with iPhones until they're both dead. I can just imagine these young people sitting in a corner beating themselves over the head with an iPhone until they die or pass out, you know, because that's how weak they are. They can't survive in the real world because, again, they've never even seen the real world. Now, those of you who are my age, I'm in my 50s, we probably all remember walking to school, for example. Walking to school, walking home from school, playing in a sandbox, right? Using our hands, swinging on a tree swing. What else? Shooting a BB gun as a child, things like that. None of those things happen today. No children are allowed to walk home from school. Parents all pick them up in their air-conditioned vehicles. Children are barely allowed to go outside. And the governments make it worse by arresting parents when children are playing in the park. Like, oh my God, that's child endangerment. They might slide down a slide or something. And by the way, a lot of this hysteria about COVID-19 and how they have to shut down the schools, it's the same kind of mass hysteria that has been pushed onto parents now for children playing on a playground. I mean, when I was a kid, when we were on a playground, you know, we got hurt all the time. We'd jump bikes on ramps. We had like merry-go-rounds where you spin the other kids until one of them flies off. You know, you see how fast you can spin it. That was in the city park. You know, we had slides, and then some kids would like block the slide halfway down, and then the new kid coming down would ram into the other kid, and they'd both come tumbling down the slide. It was like a giant spiral slide, you know? And if conditions weren't right, you know, the slide was 120 degrees and you like burn your ass while you're sliding down. I mean, we were kids. We lived in the real world. We rode skateboards. We built like giant man-sized kites and tried to glide off cliffs and crash and did stuff like that. We lived in the real world. Not today's kids are playing little virtual shooter games where you don't even have to compensate for the gravity drop of the bullet. You just line up the crosshairs and they think they're sharpshooters. Give me a break. Today's kids, and many adults as well, many adults are so fragile, they're so weak, they can't even speak the truth without fear of being censored and fear of being shamed by other people. That's why they're afraid to tell the truth on Facebook. They're afraid of being banned and censored. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to speak the truth. Don't be afraid to say things like what I say. And that's why people love my podcast, because I say the things that they are thinking often, and things that they wish they could say, but they would get in trouble, or they would lose their job, or they would be kicked off the school board or whatever. But, you know, I'll say it. Abortion is baby murder, you know? Libtards are dumb as crap. The schools are indoctrination centers for communism. I'll say it. Guns don't kill people. Stupid left-wing ideas kill people, like communism, for example. I'll say these things. Don't be afraid to say the truth. Big Pharma is a criminal cartel that makes money off of keeping people sick and diseased, and even in some cases, killing people. Vaccines are often dangerous and contain toxic ingredients. You know, we're going to have a massive economic collapse because the Federal Reserve keeps printing trillions of dollars. I'll say it. And yeah, I'm censored everywhere. So what? Why do people cower in fear in their little social conformity experiments? I don't want to be banned, so I'll just say whatever they tell me to say. What's the point of being a human being if you're so afraid and so fragile and so weak that all you can do is behave the way others want you to behave? That's insane. And anybody who goes for that is, a sad excuse for a human being, as far as I'm concerned. Now, there's one more reason why you should speak out now. Tell the truth. Speak out. If you are a Christian, speak out in favor of Jesus Christ. Pray to God in public. Do it online. Quote Bible scripture. Talk about the evil of transgenderism indoctrination of children, the child abuse, the chemical abuse, the genitalia maiming of the LGBTQ crowd, and how they push children into that. I'm not against adults doing whatever they want, but you push children into it, that's child abuse. Tell the truth. You know why? Because the attacks that you will endure will make you the kind of person who has the toughness to survive what's coming. You see, when it all hits the fan, and it's coming soon, civil war, international global warfare, power grid failures, whatever is happening, famine, you know, anarchy in the streets, political revolution, whatever it is, weak people can't survive it because life has been too easy for them. They've never been censored. They've never been shamed. No one's ever condemned them. No one's ever criticized them. They've never had a negative article written about them in the media. They are weak. They're psychologically weak, and they're traumatized by the smallest things, like someone writing the word Trump on the sidewalk. But people who have been vilified, who have been attacked, we've all become hardened. We've become tough people. We've become survivors and fighters. We are the kind of people, and you among us, if you have been attacked or criticized or vilified in any way on these topics, you have a survival mindset because you've been in emotional combat. You've been stressed. You've been tested. And you're still here. You made it. You survived. You found the willpower to keep moving forward. You found strength in your convictions, strength in perhaps finding and meeting new people who share your ethics and morality. Maybe you find strength in listening to my podcast for that very reason. And if so, I welcome you and I thank you for joining this group. We are all hardened survivors, intelligent, adaptable human beings who believe in fundamental human rights, individual liberty, and the divinity of God. And this is why we, among all in the world, will survive the global purge that has been unleashed against humanity, where the globalists are seeking to exterminate 90% of the human beings living today. Extermination. Guess who's going to be the easiest for them to exterminate? The weak, the snowflakes, the coddled, the pampered masses of people who have never faced adversity in their entire lives. They won't last 30 days. Once the food runs out and the power grid goes down, believe me, the zombie apocalypse will be very short-lived, won't last long because they can't survive. The rest of us will need to work together to rebuild society based on core principles of liberty, health freedom, constitutional rights, Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech, divinity, Christian principles, things like that. And that's why more and more people are coming to read my website at naturalnews.com and to listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. Lastly, I just want to mention I've got a new 9-hour audiobook coming out that you can download free of charge. Check it out at globalreset.news. Just go to that website. The link is right there. You'll be able to download the audiobook. It's about how to survive. It's about relocation. It's about the reset that's coming. It's about specific gear that you'll need, strategies for survival, what to do after the reset, how we rebuild society together. 9 hours of audio and a downloadable PDF guide. It's over 100 pages with a full transcript plus resource links to all the things I mentioned. So that's coming at globalreset.news, and I invite you to download it. It won't be downloaded by an enormous number of people, only those who have the courage and the intensity to survive. The fragile, the weak, the snowflakes, they're not interested in survival. They're all going to die. They're going to commit suicide. They're going to jump off tall buildings. You know, they're going to put plastic bags over each other's heads and just suffocate because they can't handle reality. They've been trained to be weak, and the weak will not survive what's coming. The global reset will be the most difficult thing any of us ever face in our lifetimes. But we can survive when you have knowledge and willpower and also faith in a higher power who will come to the rescue and save us all from the darkness and death and demonic entities that are trying to destroy everything that's good. So check it out. Get ready for it. Globalreset.news. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I hope to see you on the other side of this horrific global collapse. I'll be here, and I hope to meet you then.